Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
You and your witchcraft.
He's talking about hot takery, how he hates everybody who has hot takes. Hates everyone who has hot takes.
That's not at all what I said. There you go, hyperbolizing what I said once again.
So I thought, how could we make him angrier? How could we make him more hostile? We could make him listen to Damian Woody of ESPN.
And the Washington Commanders blew out the Cardinals. This was a game that we did not see this coming yesterday. We thought Arizona had a really good chance in this with their defense. Jaden Daniels scoffed in their general direction. They've won three straight. What can you tell us right now? What statement are you willing to make right this moment about Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFC right now. I'm going to repeat again. Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFC right now.
Damian Woody with Mike Greenberg, of course, yesterday on Get Up on ESPN for the credit. So I ask you this, Mr. I don't do hot takes. Linnell Willingham, is Jaden Daniels the best quarterback in the NFC right now? I was expecting more than meh. But anyway,
I'm looking at the quarterback landscape of the conference, and it's not like it's not like there's someone
sounded
that,
like a goat, like a sheep.
It's not like there's someone out there that jumps out as like a clear cut better option. Mm-hmm. I think when you consider age, supporting cast, and you use those metrics, I do think it's more of a credible statement.
Mm-hmm.
But four games is four games. The sample size is not large enough to declare someone the best in a conference yet.
Well, of course not. Let's just be honest. He forgot about, a couple of guys that are performing as well.
The best quarterback right now in the NFC is Geno Smith, in my opinion. I think that's probably the best quarterback.
Geno Smith was tearing it up on Monday night.
He's been tearing up all year. He's the best quarterback in the NFC to me.
He's leading, for whatever it's worth, the NFL in passing yards at 1,182 yards.
We shouldn't be surprised by this either, by the way. They bring in Grubb. We know what Grubb did with Penix. Look at the supporting cast that Geno's working
with. Well, it's not just Ryan Grubb. I mean, Geno had a really good year 2 years ago. He was not healthy last year.
Right, but their offense is super quarterback friendly. He's got really good weapons.
He's got good balance.
Yeah. Like, the Seahawks are building an animal.
All right, Geno Smith was one of the names that I was thinking of. Of course, Brock Purdy is still, even though they've got a couple of losses, right? He's dealt with all sorts of injuries, still performing well. I think Brock Purdy is always going to, unfortunately, get pushed aside because people are going to say, well, it's all Kyle Shanahan. As a matter of fact, I know our colleagues say it's just all Kyle. That's why I call him the San Francisco, system?
The San Francisco
right?
System.
Which, yeah. By the way, a team official last year on the morning of which the commander just had a hearty laugh about that because they knew I did that. And it was like, you ready for the San Francisco systems to come? Okay, sure. But Brock Purdy certainly deserves consideration, right? He's number two in the NFL in passing yards. Dak Prescott, again, I wouldn't say he is by any means. He's number three. C.J. Stroud, number four. Of course, you can make an argument, but I would say Houston's offense has been a little spottier than normal. How about Jared Goff? Again, I thought a slow start for the Detroit Lions. They run the ball, but obviously the other night, pure perfection. Here's one name, again, that is not on the top five in terms of passing leaders, just using that as an option, and that is Sam Darnold of the Minnesota Vikings. Sam Darnold has played extremely well. I think we all know that. He hasn't turned the ball over with any sort of regularity. He has thrown. Now, you want to talk about weapons. You got Justin Jefferson. You got a really good offensive line. You got Jordan Addison. As long as Jordan Addison isn't driving a car, he is a stud. Okay? And they don't even have TJ Hockenson yet, for crying out loud. And they've got a couple of other good guys that they're working into the mix.
Can I say,
to me, right now, it's Sam Darnold who is the best right now. I love Geno Smith. I love the story. I love the comeback. How about this? The Jets. You want to talk about the Jets? They gave up on both of those guys.
You rarely make good points. They're doing this without T.J. Hockenson.
That's a pretty good point.
I did omit that during this start for them. Yeah. That is, because Hawks, well, I don't know. I view Hockenson, I think, better, higher than the average fan does probably. I think it's Sam LaPorta and TJ Hockenson are the best two tight ends in the NFL.
I mean.
Like, that's my money. Hawk got hurt last year.
Yeah.
So it, like, is it influencing people's opinion of him? Him, Kittle, those three. I don't view Travis Kelce as the top best tight end in football. Travis Kelce's old, don't block.
Well, certainly
block,
not this year. I mean,
old, can't block, don't get over.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 301-230-0980. Your thoughts. Damian Woody says, right now, Jaden Daniels, and this was before the Monday night game, which Geno Smith had a monster performance. But we'll just isolate it and say, right now, he feels Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFC.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.